Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mode Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who has just done a mic test by belching.
It was good,
though. Into the mics.
It sounded. I mean, I'm not going to do it for you guys because, you know, you're lovely listeners and we really do respect you. But it sounded amazing in these headphones, I've got to say.
It was like being at the cinema.
It was like
in surround sound.
It was like being inside the burp. It was really good. Really good.
This is not a good way to start a new episode.
Well, I'm not going to burp, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but you have.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it on here because it's unprofessional.
I mean, we are not professional.
Yeah, no, I can barely keep a straight face. What episode is this?
24. Shit, they're bad.
Goodness me. For hours in the day. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. If this is the first one you're listening to, stop. Hat on. Stop right
now.
Go back. You know, cancel all your plans, spend the full day. That's your day sorted.
Yeah.
And night.
There you go. Well,
24 hours.
There's a little gap in between, because they're not quite an hour, so there's a little gap in between each one. Go and get yourself a little cup of tea in between or whatever.
Snackage.
Happy days. Hey, before we start, this week, we've got a real sponsor this week.
What?
Genuine real sponsor. An actual real sponsor.
What? Like money in the bank?
Well, probably, if sponsoring goes well. Yeah?
Right.
This week's sponsor, this week's episode is sponsored by My New Tour. That is a sponsor. My new tour.
Well,
I'm going on tour, stand-up tour, in 2020 from March all the way through to possibly the end of the year. More dates to be announced, but the ones that are out now are on my website, and the tour's called 2020, and it's on sale now. This is a real one. Don't interrupt the real sponsor. www.chrisramseycomedy.com on tour, March onwards, 2020. Tickets on sale now.
I should probably put that in my diary that you're not here.
But it is a real sponsor because it's a job.
Well, yeah, because you're going to get paid for it, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
If people go.
Oh, well, I mean, all the listeners will be there. I know they will.
Listen, I'm going to chime in on this.
Yeah.
I've seen you on tour.
Uh-huh.
You're good?
Thanks.
But you are. No.
Sound was surprised.
No, genuinely. I'm not going to say this again.
Right.
You are very good on the stage doing stand-up.
Right.
That's where I like watching you the most.
Good.
You always look quite handsome,
uh-huh.
And you do the funnies.
Okay, so you prefer that when we're with each other talking in real life?
Yes.
Right, good. Well, there you go, guys. Come and see the best version of me.
He's good, I promise.
We're also sponsored by Burps, by the way. That was tiny. If you're listening to that, if you were disgusted by that, you got off lightly. Because I can bring the house down with these bad lads.
Don't,
I'm not
Chris,
gonna.
Don't. Okay, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. Lovely to have you here. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias indeed. Here we are. We've got a new table. You're not able to hear it, but we've got a new table. We're a little bit further apart, but I quite like it.
You say this is new, but this is actually, we got this when we first moved in the house.
Yeah.
But then I changed my mind, like I do with most things.
All things.
Went in the loft.
Yeah.
And now I've got it back out again.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't swapped Robin out just for another kid.
Would if I could. Especially this morning. Just dropped him off at Mama's, at Sandra's house. little grot bag kicking off. Well, because you didn't put Batman in the bag, apparently. Oh, I've lost Batman from the car to my mum's house. Oh, God, right. Okay, have I started to
Yeah, you've lost Batman. Right, well, you just saw me look over at the toys there. I don't want to do any of the podcast now. I want to go and
find
Batman.
No, don't.
I'm not kidding. You got your car keys?
Chris.
Right, okay.
Please, because then, I can see it in your eyes. Oh what have I done? What have I done?
I can't cope.
My goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, anyway, he kicked off. And you know when you're like, I did the whole, right? I got him by the hand. I was like, right, Mama, we're going. Get back in the car. Not having this. And then, you know, oh, no, I don't want to go home. And I was like, right, we'll pack it in. Oh, man. So that was a nice way to start the day.
Oh, anyway. That's good. That's really good. Yeah. Oh, poor Bane. So you lost
your Batman. Stop looking for Batman.
I keep turning around, guys. I keep looking over. Oh, goodness me.
This has just reminded me of something a little bit random, but I've been getting loads of messages recently from people who are listening to the podcast who say that this podcast is really helping with their anxiety.
Mm.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Really? How come?
I don't know. I don't know whether we're relaxing or I don't know whether they listen to you and they think, wow, he's much worse. He's got much worse anxiety than what I do.
Thought I had it bad. This guy's a lost cause.
Riddled. So, no. So that's lovely to hear. And if we are, then that's great. I hope it is.
Yeah, guys, if this podcast is helping you in any way, shape or form, helping you get through the day, helping you get along your commute, anything like that, we're so happy to hear it. Let us know. Get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com, and stick a little question on the end as well, because we know you've all got little dark little questions and things you want to know about. And we'll tell you, me and her, she's a chocolate quilted shit pig. And she's chocolate and she's quilted and she's also a shit pig.
Well done.
That was to the tune of Maniac on the Floor.
What?
That was to the tune of She's a Maniac.
Oh, Chris, it did not sound like that.
Oh, come on, no. Right? Listen, this isn't bloody The Voice, right? I was just trying to do a little jingle for you. I wrote you a theme
like
tune.
That. She's a chocolate quilted shit pig. That is
shit. She's chocolate and she's quilted and she's also a shit pig.
Let's stop that.
Good. But that's your theme tune. I'm going to play that every time you walk into a room now.
Hey, I'd love a theme tune. Even if it was chocolate quilted shit pig, that would be grand.
I'm going to record it on my phone and we're going to walk through the Metro Centre. I'm just going to be playing it as you walk past
on a boom box.
Yeah, on my shoulder.
What have you been up to, arsehole?
Wow. I went to work on Friday in Manchester.
Good for you.
With me little mate, didn't I? Eh?
Who? Oh, me?
You.
Oh!
Jesus.
The days roll into one.
We did. Very exciting, isn't it? We did a telly show together.
We did a telly show. And you know what, Chris?
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I know we spoke about this, it was bloody wonderful.
It's really good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, because for all of our whole time together, 7 years, I've always kind of just been your wife, which you know, I'm more than happy to be your wife.
Lucky, bloody lucky. Count your blessings.
Yeah? Wow.
Bloody so lucky, eh? I picked you. I could have picked anyone. I picked you. Didn't I?
Yeah? I mean,
Why are you messing around on Instagram and carrying on and singing? Why don't you just chill out and just relax and enjoy the wonderful life your husband's given you?
No, somebody said that to me on Instagram, so that's nice. Yeah.
So guys, me new thing now and then is if someone says something slightly nasty to Rosie and then she'll tell me it and I'll remember it and I'll quote it back to her later on. Just normally when I'm going past on the scooter.
Yeah, scooter salt. Why don't you just enjoy the life that Chris has made for you?
Jesus. Unbelievable.
What a dick.
Yeah, but at the same time, right, I've been away working and stuff, but at the same time, if you hadn't been at home looking after a child, that would have been a different, do you know what I mean? Like, it's 50-50. Like, you're doing an important job as well at the time. But now you're a bloody professional podcaster.
I know.
And you're a bloody telly face.
I know. And we were both on. We both, got ready and did it. And it was just really nice. I had a lovely time.
Well, we went to the dressing room. We checked in the hotel and we got picked up and went to the studio and went to the dressing room. And they were like, Rosie, we need to take you for your makeup now. And you swanned off to do your makeup. And I just bloody sat in the dressing room. Sat and I had so many celebrations. Even before, I wasn't celebrating. I mean, I wasn't like high-fiving myself. Yeah, like little Snickers.
Because they ply the dressing room with loads of Ket and loads of crisps and stuff.
Ket is Rosie's word, and it's kind of like a Macam word for sweet. Oh, it's not ketamine.
Not ketamine.
Otherwise, that would have been a terrible, terrible TV show.
No, let's spread some rumours.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you work in telly.
Yeah.
They've got ketamine in the dressing rooms.
All the chairs have got anal dildos stuck on the chair when you sit down on it.
Dirty. Yeah,
I didn't like. They don't clean it. I didn't like it at first, but I got used to it now. Now I kind of sit on a chair without one.
It's just not the same. It's just not enjoyable. I totally understand. You know?
Oh, that game of musical chairs got a bit out of hand. Oh, God, I feel sick.
Well, it's only when you do Celebrity Juice.
But the show was, it was Alan Carr's epic game show. It was Play Your Cards Right, wasn't it?
It was.
It was me, you, Eamon and Ruth, mm-hmm. Ori and Portia.
Yeah.
And Martin McCutcheon and Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was great.
Celebrity wife and husband.
Well, I only worked that out about half an hour into the thing, didn't I? And I was like, everyone's married.
Yeah, and you said this it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, while everyone was sitting there, you're like, oh, I've just realised we're all married. And everyone was like, yeah, that's kind of why we're all here. Point.
But, you know, never mind. It was really good fun. Enjoyed it very much. I mean, very stressful, wasn't it?
Oh, God. Well, obviously, we can't tell you what happened, guys, but Play Your Cards Right. Jesus, I need to lie down afterwards.
But we're extremely competitive.
You see,
we are.
Yeah, I think I'm not, and I tell people I'm not competitive. And like whenever I'm going to do anything like, you know, chase or whatever, they go, oh, you're competitive. And I go, no. And then it starts and I'm like, ah, like ripping my shirt off. Like, sinner man, I'll fight you outside.
I'm the same. I didn't think I was that competitive. And then when we were on that hen do the other week, because my friend Angela is quite, she doesn't think she is. And she's not aggressively competitive, but she's like a teacher and she loves like games and competitions and stuff. So she does get quite competitive, but in a lovely way. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life. And I was like, oh, I'm not even that bothered. Got into it.
Yeah.
I was like, get out of the way. And I won.
See, I don't like team games. I don't like playing football or anything because you get shouted at by other people. Your own team shout at you on football, which I don't think is nice.
Mom.
Did you just say mom?
I was biting my lip and I wanted to go, but I went, mom.
So weird. That was so strange. I just let you know. Your own team shout at you? Mom. What? Nothing.
What was that noise?
You were back.
So sorry. I've got no idea what. Bam.
Mom. All right, I'll stop talking about football. Jesus Christ.
Hey, gosh. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef. Carpaccio beef. I like it from your sushi.
What's carpaccio beef? What's that?
It's when it's like a bit raw.
Ah,
it's just sliced really thinly.
Is that right? You've used the right word there.
Beef carpaccio, yeah.
You sure?
I think so. Oh, I don't know. Probably not. But anyway, it's lovely.
The one that's like seared on top of the rice. The little blob of mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Ladies first, as always, what is your beef?
Do you not want to go first this time?
What's your beef, my darling wife?
No, you go first, my sweetheart.
No, because I've got it. No, my sweetheart, my light of my life. Star of my stars, moon of my moons. I have got a couple, and I want to say how hard you go.
You've got a couple?
But I'm obviously only going to do one, but what I do is I play the odds. Because I don't want to come in with like a little silly whimsical one. Because I've got some silly whimsical ones that aren't really that bad.
Okay.
But if you come in with if I go, oh, silly whimsical, and you go, yeah, what am I like? And then you're like, your face is what I hate. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit.
All right, then. Okay, well, I'm happy to go first.
All right, then.
You know me. My beef with you this week is...
Yeah.
You, Christopher Ramsay.
Yes.
Okay.
First of his name.
Scum of the earth.
First of his name.
First... that's a lie. You... can go to bed quite happily,
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Without setting an alarm.
I can.
Ever. Because you know that I will set the alarm.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the other night, and I just thought, you know what? What if I forgot to set an alarm and Robin was late for nursery?
Yeah.
Or you were late for work or something like that?
Yeah.
How do you just go to bed knowing that I'm going to do it?
I don't know. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes when I'm not, it's actually backfired and I've never told you this. Sometimes when I'm staying away at hotels, I'll go to bed on my own and I know I've got a train in the morning, and sometimes I'll wake up and think, shit, I've got 20 minutes to be ready and at the train station. Yeah.
So it's actually just filtering into
It's filtering
your
into, yeah. I rely on you life. So much that when you're not there, I still rely on you. To the point of where if I miss my train, I'd phone you and I'd go, why didn't you set an alarm?
Why didn't you set an alarm? And why didn't you ring the hotel and get me up?
I've never thought of that. I don't set alarms. I hate alarms. If I don't need... I'm sort of used to Robin waking us up. And I normally need a wee at some point. My body kind of wakes us up. I don't know.
I can't live like that.
Yeah, but I don't understand these people who can be like, I had to be up at 8 and I forgot to set my alarm, so I slept till 3 in the afternoon. And you go, really? Did you not sleep till 10 past 8 or 8:15?
I can't understand, and I really dislike people who sleep in.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think, you know, if someone comes to work or you see someone, they're like, yeah, I slept in this morning. You're like, how?
It is like a...
How?
I think we might have touched on this before, but let's delve deeper. I think it is... It's a real kick in the bollocks to go like, sorry, why weren't you here when I needed you here? I was asleep. Like, it's the biggest, like, fuck you.
It's just... What kind of person? How do you get through the day if you are... If you can sleep in...
Yeah.
In the morning when you need to be somewhere, right? I don't know how you use public transport.
Yeah.
I don't know how you make yourself a cup of tea. I don't even know how you get dressed. If you are capable of sleeping, then what are you doing? That's a basic life skill.
Of setting an alarm.
Or being able to wake your body up. Sort it out.
It's up there for me with, right? And I know it's an accident and we shouldn't really get annoyed at it, but we do. And that's what's funny about it. But I've told you this before. If we've ever got anyone, and I know I'm a dick and I know I'm wrong, but if we've ever got anyone working on the house, or you get a gardener to come out, or you get a painter and decorator to come out or something, and you go, oh, look, you can look at the job, you know, DIY or whatever, we need this done. When can you do it? If they ever go, well, I can't do it in the next week because I'm going on holiday, I get irate. I get so angry. And I know that's so selfish and such a dickhead thing, but I'm just like, oh, really? This needs doing. And you're going to be sitting on your ass in Spain, are you? You lazy piece of shit. I know I'm wrong. I'm telling you now, people listening, I know I'm wrong. But when someone can't do something because they're on holiday, I'm like, oh, fuck off,
but
man.
You've hated this for years.
I do. And I know I'm wrong. I know,
you are
I know
wrong.
Everyone deserves a holiday, especially, you know, hardworking people who got drive around in vans and, you know, you put this a plaster on. Like, and I've done physical work myself very briefly, and I know how difficult it is, and I know you deserve a holiday, and I know I'm wrong, but when someone says, I can't plaster your kitchen or whatever because I'm on me holidays, I'm literally like, well, I'm finding another plasterer because you are fucking worthless. And I know I'm wrong.
Well, you know what? The reason I know why you get annoyed with that,
right?
Because we don't have a life where we can't book holidays,
yeah,
like a year in advance, like other people do, and count down to it. Because one year we had to cancel 3 holidays.
Yeah,
do you remember? They weren't mega holidays. One of them was like a staycation in England, but we had to cancel every single one of them because of your work commitments.
I know.
And I think you just get jealous because you're like, oh, God, you know when you're going on holiday and you know that you're going to be there.
Point in fact, example, obviously we can't say what it's for, but we're going on holiday next week.
Mm.
And I have to now, it's been booked for months.
Yeah.
I have to stay at home an extra day and fly out the day later and miss 2 days of the holiday because of something to do with work. And it's well annoying. However, I do get to fly from London on a lovely British Airways flight. Without a toddler.
On your own, yeah.
Without a toddler. So I'm going to turn up. I'm telling you, I'm warning you now, Rosie. I will turn up in Rhodes 2 days late at night, hammered.
You better bloody
free
not.
Drink on that plane. I'm going to be mortal. I might get arrested on the plane.
Excuse me. You remember when we went to Italy for our friend's wedding?
Yes.
And you got so minging drunk that you had to stay in bed the whole next day and I was livid.
Yes, yes.
So don't
I'm
you
joking.
Dare.
I'm joking. I'm going to be on the plane on my own. I'm going to bloody... You know what I mean? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put an Instagram photo of the plane wing on. That's me. That's where I'm at.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good.
Have a lovely time.
I will. I'll miss you.
Right. You got off very lightly with your beef there.
Yeah.
Well done for blathering on about other shite.
Cool.
You dodged that bullet, so.
Yeah,
well
I
done.
Did. You know, it's called a conversation, Rosie.
It's called wiggling out of it, Chris, actually.
My beef with you this week, and it is an extension of another beef.
Oh, great. My favourite.
Yeah, it is.
I love an extension.
Yeah, it's beef 2.0 of a previous beef.
Right, okay.
It's very much a conservatory on an existing beef.
Right.
We were the other night watching a film, I think, or watching TV, and you went over and you got, we know your problem with sweets, you got a box of Maltesers, those box Maltesers from somewhere.
Angela brought them.
Angela brought some Maltesers, and we sat with the Maltesers. And I thought, okay, great, let's eat some Maltesers here. You sit, and you eat loads of them. You're on one end of the sofa, I'm on the other end of the sofa.
Mm.
And you eat loads, and then you go, right, I'm finished. Get them away from me, right? And I take them, and I go, no problem. And I put them right over down next to me. and the rest of the night is spent by me passing you Maltesers. It's so you've achieved nothing. Nothing's changed. All that's happened is I can't fucking sit still because I've got to be up and down putting Maltesers in your mouth like a Roman emperor. Like I'm fanning you and feeding you grapes. You're still eating them. Get them away from me. Oh, okay, she's not having any more. Well done. Oh, no, she is. She's going to have exactly the same amount, but I'm the fucking middleman now.
Oh, Chris, you know I've got a problem.
Rosie, the only way we'll be able to stop this is when you will go get them away from me is if I went and flushed them down the toilet.
Maybe that's what you need to do.
No, because I want to eat some.
Do you know what I had to do at Minchella's the other day?
What did you have to do?
Minchella's, by the way, is an ice cream place where we live. It's lovely.
Open for sponsorship if you're listening, guys. Other ice creams available.
I used to work there.
I love Ben and Jerry's as well. And Cart. I'm just saying other ones so that they don't get free sponsorship.
All right, okay, yeah. All the ice creams.
Yeah.
Soft scoop. I don't know. Anyway, I had a tub. Me and my friend Steph shared a bit of a tub. Mm-hmm. And then there was a bit left because you get loads in it. She was like, do you want that? And I was like, I do, but no, because we're going to a wedding on Saturday and I'm already worried that my dress doesn't fit, right?
Yeah.
So I poured my leftover coffee in the ice cream.
Oh, you destroyed it.
I destroyed it. Robin was like, Mummy, are you having a coffee ice cream?
Is that I was what like, he no, said? Sir. Oh. No, son, Mummy's just got issues.
Mummy's just a greedy fat pig. So she has to destroy her food. So she anyway, that's just my issues. But yeah, I can't help it. I could eat it. What's that syndrome that children have? Prader-Willi's?
Prader-Willi's.
When you can't stop eating.
Adults get it as well.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, it's yeah.
I've got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've definitely got the symptoms of it. I don't think you've actually got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that you could. Yeah. But I'm the same with pizza. Like, if you told me, right, that I was going to die tomorrow, the world was going to end tomorrow, because I want to try this. I've always wanted to try this, but I worry about my health. But if the world's going to end tomorrow and it's fine, I'd go, right, get literally 10 14-inch margarita pizzas from the shop. Mm. I'm telling you, I'd be able to eat them all. I don't think there's a level in my body where I'm full of pizza. I can eat pizza nonstop. If it's the flat kind of stone-baked ones, forget it. 20 of them. Honestly, right. But I'll never put it in the
I'm happy to test it.
No, because I think it'll be a difficult day on the loo the next day.
Yeah, it probably will. Very doughy.
Oh, God.
But see, yours is just pizza, mine's everything.
Every food.
Well, except like salad. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be quality, that. That would be great. Do you know what I can't stop eating? Kale. I just need more kale. I find myself going to the supermarket in the middle of the night and buying kale. Said no one ever. If you know someone who can't stop eating kale and they go out in the middle of the night to eat kale, don't be friends with them anymore.
Because
they're a murderer. Yes. Joe Witt.
Bet he goes to the garage.
No, dude, I found myself running down it. Right, is he from? He's from Essex, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Found myself running down a garage.
Got any kale, mate? Disking for a bunch of kale.
I go with my garden. I often find myself face down in a flower bed eating kale.
Planking at the same time.
I've got to be honest, he's gorgeous. And he's fucking. We've got one of his woks. It's fantastic.
Oh, it is one of his woks, isn't it?
Bloody well done, Joe. Well done.
Good for you.
Good for you, mate.
Now give me 20 burpees. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public. Questions from the public. That was bad.
That was lovely. I thought that was nice.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well, see, because I've got a very low... I don't know what's in tune and what's not.
No, you don't.
Right, but I thought that was very nice and I enjoyed it. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, send us your beefs, send us polls you've done in the office, because everyone's doing that these days. You can also message... Rosie on Instagram, if
not
you like.
Not so much, actually, because it's getting a bit...
Yeah, it's honestly, guys, it's better if it just goes to the email address. Little tip, if you really want them to get read, send them on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's when we'll probably read them. Stop sending them to Lee as well.
Oh, yeah.
Poor
my
Lee.
Email address on my Instagram goes straight to my manager. Guys. Sorry, guys. Can't be putting my personal email on it. You know what I mean?
Stuff
yeah.
that she has to send
yeah.
to us.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a professional lady.
Bless her.
In London, managing, you know, actors, comedians, presenters, chocolate chip pigs. And
Chocolate.
The stuff she has to forward on to us.
Bless her heart. She loves it though, doesn't she? Like reads them and then she puts a little comment at the top going, this is a good one.
She's Australian as well, so I don't know if she was ready to have the psychotic psyche of the British public opened into her email address.
Poor love. God love you, Lee.
Right, what we got?
I've got one here. Dear Rosie and Chris, how do you squeeze your toothpaste on your toothbrush? I squeeze from the middle. Don't give a shit, like.
Animal.
My other half, however, is so anal about it and moans that I'm an animal for squeezing it from the middle and curses me every time he comes to use it. Yeah. He also moans that I don't click the lid back down on the shower gel. So I'd like to know, what do you guys do to settle the argument of who's weird and who's not?
Right. Well, first of all, if you're how do you squeeze it, Rosie? How do you squeeze the toothpaste?
From the middle.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. But thankfully, we use separate toothpaste.
We do.
Don't we? You use special chocolate quilted chitpig powder, and I use normal stuff.
I use sensitive because I once used one of them daft toothbrushes from America, and it took all the enamel off my teeth.
Fantastic.
So now they're ruined.
That's good. Brilliant. Lovely story. I squeeze from the end, obviously.
Of course you do.
And then I've got a theory, actually, that you can never empty a tube of toothpaste. I don't think you're going to ever, ever empty one.
How do you mean?
Well, you know when I squeeze it all the way from the end, right? And I get it all the way down to the point of sometimes I'll roll the top down.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'll try and empty it.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the bottom in the kind of cap and then you have to press the corner bits in, does that make sense? So it goes flat and it makes little bits and you've got to press them in.
Always a bit more.
Always. I've never, ever, ever emptied a full tube of toothpaste. I've always just thought, I can't be arsed with this anymore.
Well, I remember back before I married you in my skint days.
Yeah.
You know, good old days.
Before I gave you a brilliant life that you should be enjoying.
Before you gave me this brilliant life.
That you should be enjoying.
Absolutely.
That I provided for you. Yeah.
Thank you. I once or twice possibly have cut a tube of toothpaste in half
and dipped
my toothbrush.
That's my mum used to do that. She'd chop it like and you just dip it in like a little garlic pot.
Yep.
Like a little garlic pot from Domino's.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
I miss that. I know.
I miss that. I'm going to do that.
That's great.
Or why don't we get like a Tupperware and buy loads and loads of toothpaste, right? Mm. And squeeze it all into the Tupperware so we've got like a massive bowl of toothpaste and then you just dip your toothbrush in it and then put the lid back on.
That's so weird.
I'd do that. That would be amazing.
I'm not doing that.
You know how like posh people put like their soap in like a special soap? You know, if you've got like a porcelain soap dispenser and they pour their soap in there. Well, we can do that.
Why don't we do that with toothpaste? That's a good idea. Put all your toothpaste into like a soap dispenser. Come to brush your teeth, just give it a little press and you've got your toothpaste on.
We've just invented that. We've just invented that. Trademark. Look out for the merch.
Yeah.
Toothpaste squeezers.
It saves on plastic.
Yeah. Trademark. Shamarinoid. Chocolate quilted chitpig. Significant knobhead, which I'm going to call myself now. 2019.
You're not stealing it.
That's ours.
Right, mate. High five.
Yes.
Invention station.
And when you press it down, it can go babadoo, 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 ba.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Right. Oh, God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Got one here. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I don't know how to quite take what I have just had to witness. You need to hear this. What a start to an email.
You've reeled us in.
My boyfriend of 3 years to the day this happened just ate a fairy cake. Then after he'd finished the cake, all capitals, put the cake case in his mouth as well.
What?
Dun, dun, dun. I instantly called him a wrong and thinking he was joking because it's a serial killer thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I asked him what he was doing. He said, it tastes nice. So I thought, well, there may be some cake left on it, I suppose. Then I looked back and he had swallowed it.
The case.
The case.
No.
The paper cake case.
No.
This psycho ate the full thing. Mate.
What?
Mate, I made him show me it was gone. Like a dog.
Open your mouth.
Open your, what's in there?
Let us check.
Wow.
That's
the worst. Oh.
So he's just ate paper. That's not like special paper that you can eat.
Yeah. No,
he's eaten paper.
He's just ate some paper.
What? That might not digest in his stomach, you know.
That's madness. So this is from Emily from Liverpool. Emily, he's going to kill you. Leave.
Yes.
He's going to kill you in your sleep.
Pack your bag. If you're listening now, Emily, pack your bags.
Yeah.
Hide all sharp implements.
Yeah. Check his wallet for toenails because he's got some.
It's the toenail killer.
Do you know what he does? Do you know what the toenails are for? It's to pick the little bits of paper out of his teeth.
It is.
That's honestly, that's maniac patter that, like.
Listen, I have been partial to scraping the bits of cake left off a cake case with me bottom teeth. I'm not going to lie. I've done it. What?
I did it the other day on a train and caught someone looking at us when I was doing it.
Hang on. What? When were you eating cake without me?
They got a little cake when I went on the train the other day. Oh. They gave us a little cake. And I was properly like, I used my top teeth though, like a gopher. And I was just scraping and then
off.
Turning it and then scraping and then turning it. And I looked up and someone was just mortified.
You can't be eating the cake case.
You can't swallow the whole thing, dude. What the hell's wrong with you?
Like, I think you could probably put it in your mouth and chew it.
Yeah.
To get, I think I might have done that before.
That's
when I was
what,
young.
Like chewing tobacco to get all the stuff off?
When I was younger, probably, possibly. But never swallow it. But that's like people who swallow chewing gum. It's a matter where he is.
Yeah. Apparently stays in for like 7 years or something, doesn't it?
My friend used to do it all the time. I'd be like, your stomach is literally... A chewing gum.
A big giant chewing gum.
A layer of chewing gum.
People have been sending us all this week actually on Twitter. Have you seen your Twitter what people have sent with a video of?
The
guy on the train.
The man on the train.
Eating a full Viennetta.
Yep. What?
He's my hero.
Can we just... Yep.
Yeah. Guys, you may have sent us that to think that we're going to get annoyed by it. He's my hero. I said, I put a tweet out today. I said, make this man Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Absolutely
Did
phenomenal.
Did you realise though that he actually... He had a metal spoon.
Brought that shit with him.
So he'd brought that shit with him.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. Viennetta, those are frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So the Viennetta, if you don't know what they are, they're a frozen, like a frozen
like
ice cream cake.
Ice cream gatto thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, I haven't had one for years, actually. I used to love a Viennetta when I was a kid.
Other cakes are available.
Well, are they? So.
Yep. They are. It's fact.
He's took his spoon with him,
mm-hmm.
knowing he's going on a train ride,
yeah.
and he's known he's going to go to the shop, buy a Viennetta and eat it on the train. And I think that is just legendary behaviour.
The planning involved in it is incredible. He's brought the spoon, he's had the time, he's going to have to eat that quick enough so it doesn't melt.
Yep.
If your Viennetta melts on one of them little train tables, it's game over.
Oh, totally.
Right? And the reason people are like, oh, look at this weirdo. No. Do you know why? It doesn't smell. That's why it's fine.
No, it doesn't smell, and
doesn't
it's
smell.
Delicious.
Good for him. I'm so proud of him.
One more little clap.
Little clap. I want to meet him.
What's his name, do you think?
Don't know.
Vince.
Viennetta Vinny.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Here's a little cheeky one.
Cheeky
a little
one.
Thrown in there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, just a quick one. Tuna sandwich made with mayonnaise or salad cream from Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren. I didn't know you could make it with salad cream.
Neither did I. And I'm going to try it because I flippin' love salad cream.
I do love salad cream. It's a bit more vinegary in it than mayonnaise. It's a little bit more...
I mean, I love mayonnaise.
Tangy. Do you know what? I realised yesterday, I love mayonnaise so much. It's weird. And it wasn't Carl.
I love mayonnaise
so
much.
But honestly, I love it. And I didn't realise.
Uh-huh.
Like, Carl said it the other day, Carl Hutchinson. And we're talking about something or whatever, and he went, oh, you'd love that bloody mayonnaise. And I thought, why has he said that? And I was like, I do.
You have mayonnaise with everything.
Honestly. Like, It's the greatest. Like, I made a chicken mayonnaise sandwich yesterday and I spread the mayonnaise around with a spoon. Mm. And then I just sat licking the spoon and I was like, I could just have the mayonnaise. It's so nice.
Christmas sorted.
Honestly. And there was a guy, so me and Jason Cook did a gig on Sunday night where we'd just sit on a sofa and talk shit at the customs house in Shields. And there was a guy in the front row and I recognised him, right? And I worked out through the show how I knew him. And this is why he stuck in my head. So the guy he was sitting next to stood up and went to the toilet and was like, oh, you know, I'll get information about him. I said, what does he do? He said, oh, he's a manager at McDonald's.
Right? Someone you want to know, innit?
Well, the bloke who was saying it, he's mate. I went, do you work at McDonald's with him? He went, I used to. And I looked at him for a second. And on stage during the show, I went, I know why I know you. I went, you worked at McDonald's when I was at college, didn't you? And you worked with my girlfriend at the time. You worked at McDonald's with her. And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, lovely to see you again. And I remember the reason I remember his face and I like him no matter what. McDonald's don't do mayonnaise. Mm. But when I went in and he was there, he used to get a little McFlurry lid and he used to put a load of McChicken sandwich mayonnaise on it for us and give us it to dip me chips in.
That's nice.
And I was like, I still fucking love you for that, brother.
Can we just, you had a girlfriend who worked at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Did you get free McDonald's?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did.
Was it nice?
Are you sort of wishing I was like a Mormon now when I was married to her and you?
Yes. I would enter into a three-way for free McDonald's.
I want child might hear this one day.
Well,
gee whiz.
I'm telling you, he would love it more than me.
Oh,
What did you get?
Oh, like you would literally go, can I have a, you walk in, you would go, can I have like a Big Mac meal or whatever? And if she was
Did she
serving,
have to be at work?
Yeah, if she was with you, it would be like, you'd order a Big Mac meal, you'd pay the £3 or whatever, and it would come like a carrier bag.
She had to pay?
Well, yeah, for your Big Mac meal, but then you'd open it and there'd be a McChicken sandwich, there'd be more, then there'd be a couple of apple pies, there'd be double cheeseburgers,
burn your mouth apple everything. Pies.
Yeah, yeah, molten apple pies. It would come like, you'd order one thing that could come in a tiny little bag and it would come in one of the big, big carrier bags with the handles.
Sweating.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I have never seen you this turned on. I can see your nipples. They're
erect,
coming through your top.
So erect. So just, we'll move on, but just one last thing. So like, what age were you together?
16 and 17 and 18.
Would she come home with loads of stuff? If you were at, like,
yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, my dad wasn't working, when he went back to uni and him and my mum had to quit jobs, my dad used to wash dishes in an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And he'd always, we loved it, right? Because he'd come home with free pizzas that were just left from the night. And we were like buzzing.
Why couldn't I have been with you then? Free
pizza. I know.
Oh,
my mum would let us stay up until he got in. And would be like buzzing, like excited. Dad's coming in. And it was before phone, so he couldn't let me mom know if he had a pizza or not. So it was just like, oh.
Hold on. So sometimes he would come in without a pizza?
Never did.
Right.
He always had one.
Say.
So it was like, you know.
Here's another one for you.
Great.
There used to be a Fat Buddha in Fulwell, takeaway. You know, there's a big Fat Buddha in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a smaller one in Fulwell.
What kind of food did they do? Just
it's
so
like
people
Asian sort of
fusion.
Asian fusion kind of like they do. I think they still do a little bit of sushi in that, but there's mainly sort of, you know, noodles and chicken, you know, Chinese chicken things. Another girlfriend, my next girlfriend, used to work there.
What?
And she used to come back from Fat Buddha with loads. They do this, you know, that honey chili
honey
chicken
chili
that they do?
Chicken.
She would come back with two things, that honey chili chicken and egg fried rice. Why I settled for you, I will never know.
I mean.
Do you know what you bring in? Eh? Grief. So you bring in
well,
load of bloody grief.
No,
I
used to work in a nursery, so I'd just bring home sickness bugs. Do you remember?
I do remember that. That was horrendous. When you worked in a nursery when we first got together, you were literally going to work, collecting every little sniffle and illness and coming back and just going, I love you. And just breathing them in my mouth. Thankfully, we don't have any physical contact now, so you can go and get a job at the nursery again if you want.
We've
been married too long. Hey, it's our anniversary this week.
Oh, it is.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
5 years.
5 years married.
Eesh.
What we're doing for it? Oh, nothing, because you have a gig.
I do have a gig at the other end of the country.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, sorry. However, no, can I just say, though, and this could be a beef, I said I've got a gig. I said I'll try and get rid of the gig. I couldn't get rid of the gig, so I said the night beforehand, let's go out, I'll take you out. And you said, oh, no, we're going away we're going away at the weekend to a wedding and I don't want to go out again. And I said, right, so if I didn't even have the gig, you wouldn't want to go out on the night. And you said, no, I wouldn't. But you're still giving a shit for it, even though you've admitted you don't want to do anything.
Not the point, though, is it?
See?
Not my anniversary.
God, honestly, I used to get showered with McDonald's and Fat Butter and now I just get showered with shit. You know that?
Yeah.
That's the bloody point.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm wondering if you could settle a debate in my house.
Always, always ready to weigh in on a debate.
Ready and willing. When I make a cup of tea, I use the spoon to press the tea out of it. Yeah. However, my partner uses his finger.
Oh, out of the tea bag?
As a spoon.
So normally, people use a spoon to press it and get all the stuff out, right? How does he use it?
Well, keep
what
listening.
What the hell?
He will squeeze the boiling hot tea bag and scald his fingers.
Oh, so annoying.
This doesn't make any sense to me, and I think he's a right dick for doing it that way.
I agree.
Who's right, and what do you do in your house? Thanks, Danielle.
That's so irritating, because I can see him now. I can see him whinging every time he burns his finger.
Oh, yeah.
Get a spoon, you prick.
I know.
Oh, I've done that before when there hasn't been any clean spoons. Yeah. And it was horrible, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
Well, I don't understand, but you're totally right. You'll now just do it out of habit, or that's what I do.
Yeah, that's just why it's easier every time. Oh, that's really annoying.
Well, I hate watching people eat hot food.
Yeah?
And you're just like, wait until it cools down. They're like,
okay, yeah, really? You want to go there? Eh?
What?
You want to go there? Remember what happened this week? Eh? Or was it end of last week? Oh, yeah. So, picture the scene.
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it was, I went to Greg's last week, got myself a little sandwich, a pack of crisps, and a lovely little sausage roll. It just came out of the oven. It was lovely. I was leaving it on the bench to cool down while I cut my sandwich, while I got a little plate to put my Greg's on and made myself a little cup of tea. Mm. Yeah? Turned around, I just heard like, ho, 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 ho. And I looked, and there was you standing in a corner, steam coming out of your mouth, like a flicking dragon. A fucking dragon, right? And a big bite taken out my sausage roll.
They're mice.
I just heard, and I was like, what the fuck's that? And then I looked and you were just bellowing steam into the air, and then my sausage roll was a shadow of its former self.
This all comes under the umbrella of my eating disorder, right? So don't be taking the piss. If it's not my sausage roll, there's no calories. All right?
Oh, great, great. If it's not my full Viennetta on a train, there's no calories. God, if you were sitting next to that bloke, he'd been gutted. You just weighing in with your hand.
I'd be like, Joe, your friends, I'd had a fork in my pocket. What were having?
You have got a fork in your pocket all the time.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My question is, if you go into a public toilet with a friend and you are both going about your business having a wee, but you let out a little fart, do you say, excuse me? Or pretend it didn't happen and just ignore it. It's happened to me a few times and is likely to happen again, so I'd like some advice on future occurrences. Thanks. Cat 39 from Preston.
fully named her and everything.
No address, unfortunately.
Great, but... I mean, come on. I mean, first of all, drag your head out the gutter when you're sending us. I'm kidding, I love these messages.
I love these ones.
So if you go to the toilet and you let out a little pump, now this is a lady thing.
Yes.
Because blokes don't care. If you don't let out a massive fart when you go to the urinal, you're kind of letting the side down.
Oh, really?
You've got to rattle it. You've got to rattle the room.
Right, okay then. Yeah, well, I'll tell you now, from a woman's point of view, and you know me, I'm not a shy woman, farting on the toilet in a public toilet is the worst thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? I've got some advice.
Yeah?
I've got some tips.
Okay.
Okay? I've learned this over years. Of going to the toilet and public toilets.
Yeah.
What you need to be doing, right, if you feel a pump coming on, get a bit of toilet roll, put it on your bum hole. Literally. Hold it on your bum hole.
Like a silencer.
Like a silencer. Let it come out. It sometimes a bit of noise, but it stops.
That.
Because the noise of a pump, is it vibrating off your bum cheeks?
Yeah, it's the bum cheeks going blow.
So if you can... stop that.
Wow.
And then as well, if you're going to have a twosies, you can put the toilet roll on the, in the
and
toilet.
It stops any
and then
noise.
It stops. It's like a sound breaker.
Goodness me. Oh,
Because it is really embarrassing.
Yeah, well, here, I tell you what, right? As a man who never shits in public, stop shitting in public toilets. Plan your day. Have your poo at home. Or hold it in until you get home in the night. Shitting in public, animals.
It's not shitting. It's because what happens is when a woman sits down in the toilet, it opens up all of the canals.
Come on.
So pumps canals. Do come out. Sorry, guys.
Canals.
But pumps do come out.
Right.
But then again, why? We shouldn't be embarrassed. You're in the toilet, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed. You're in a toilet. But I mean, sometimes I'll be standing in the cubicle. I'll go to the cubicle for a wee. And I'll just be standing up to have a wee. And someone can be next to you. And they can be, I mean, it sounds like they're possessed by a demon.
Oh, really?
Like, just like...
Does that happen?
And you're just like, come on, man, dude. Like... This is, you know, it happens in the airport a lot. The amount of people who go and have shites before they get in the plane. Do it at home. I'm sorry. I know I'm weird here. I know there's toilets in public. I don't think there should be toilets in public that you can poo in. I think there should just be urinals.
Well, I think you're absolutely ridiculous. Everyone would be crippled.
Yeah.
With pain.
Plan your day. Poo in the house. I'm sick of it.
It doesn't work like that. You know that my poos creep up on me. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Yes.
Celebrity question. And celebrity question this week is from the very talented and very lovely gentleman, Rick Edwards.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, Rosie and Chris. It's Rick. Hope you're both doing well. I have two questions for you, and they are tonally quite different. The first question is because I know you love talking toenails. So due to playing football, my big toenail on my right foot fell off about 7 years ago. I've been very patient, but it still hasn't grown back. Is it time to give up on it? And secondly, I've noticed lots of seemingly normal people saying they think the moon landings were faked or the earth is flat, things like that. Do you have any sympathy for these lunatics? Thanks, guys.
Lovely questions there.
Brilliant questions there. He's gay. He's professional. You can tell that man's been presenting TV since we were kids.
He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he?
He's
since we were kids.
Good.
Isn't he like near our age?
Ah, honestly, he uses a lot of moisturiser. I'm telling you now, I've spoken to him, I've met him. He's 95 years old.
Good for him.
Can you remember Tool Academy that he did? Did you ever watch that? God, it was good. Oh
no, what was that?
Oh man, you would love it.
It was a reality program.
Yeah, where they got all these blokes on thinking they were in like an ultimate lad competition and they were just going on and they'd had like a full day of being like ultimate lads and like, you know, like just being absolute dicks. And then what they didn't realise is their girlfriends.
They got all
their
girlfriends.
Yeah, and they'd signed them up because
yes,
they were
I do
tools.
Remember that.
Oh God,
great
what
program.
A program that was. God, bring it back, Rick. It was amazing.
Love stuff like that. So the toenail question. It's come off during football.
Yeah. It's come off when he's been playing football and it's never going to come back by the sounds of things.
Don't they grow back?
I don't know. Well, he's obviously kept playing football, hasn't he? Like, blokes who play football recreationally and get injured and then keep playing football, you're idiots. I'm telling you now, you're idiots. I've got a mate, our friend, his toenail, the same. Michael. Michael's toenail's knackered.
Michael who?
Michael Pratt.
Oh, right.
His toenail's knackered.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, he's got a knackered toenail. He keeps going, oh, playing football. Toenail came off again. It's not that good. It's not that fun. Right? Billy Bone, another
people
friend
are losing
of ours.
You're losing bits of your body, man.
Yeah, Billy Bone, another friend of ours.
Yeah.
Twice, he's done his knees in playing football.
He's really done his knees in, hasn't he?
Really done his
Didn't
knees
one,
in.
Didn't one, like, go around the back
his
of his...
kneecap came off and ended up behind where the fold of the knee is. Yeah, they're literally... So there's tendons that hold the kneecap in, and it's spun round the wrong way. And he did it to the other leg as well. He'd done both of them. And he played again. He's like, I can play again now. What? Have you got a death wish?
Well,
it's
yes,
not for you.
You say this, but at least they're doing some activities and sports and stuff. I cracked the same tooth twice, just... pissed.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
So,
at least they're actually doing something active,
you know,
enjoying
what I mean?
Themselves.
However, life's full of stuff you're going to hurt yourself with.
Yeah, I think, Rick, I think you should give up. I think you should call it a day on the toenail. Maybe fashion yourself a little toenail out of...
Get a stick-on one.
Get a stick-on toenail, yeah.
If you've got any... You know, if you're going on holiday, you're going to be wearing some flip-flops or something.
Yeah.
Get a stick-on one.
If you're worried about it, yeah.
Get a shellac.
Maybe if you go to a gig, like a festival or something this summer, they give you them plastic cups because it's not glasses. They give you plastic ones with your beers in.
Yeah.
I reckon if you cut a little toenail shape out there, that'll be the perfect kind of stuff you're making out of.
That, I mean, we've solved the problem.
Fashion yourself a little toenail.
Don't if
you make it a bit longer.
It,
well, no, don't. If you make it a bit longer, you can lift up where the toenail used to be and you just jab it into your skin.
Oh, God.
And leave it there.
Oh, this has just reminded me of something.
Yeah?
Somebody sent me a picture on Instagram, right, the other day of, oh, God, it's going to make us feel ill again.
You didn't tell me about this. What is
this? Oh, I've saved it on my phone because I knew that.
It's going to make us feel ill. I've saved it on my phone. It's my wallpaper.
Oh, no. It's basically the bottom of someone's foot, right? And they've had a blister or they've got such bad dry skin that they've made a little pocket and they've put coins in.
Love that. Yeah. Oh, I've seen one with pens in once. Yeah, it's great. Oh, lovely.
Oh, I've gone a bit funny.
Lovely, yeah.
I've gone all a quiver.
Really? The toenail, like the toenail murderer. So the toenail murderer keeps his toenails in his...
pocket of skin.
He keeps them in his wallet and then he keeps his money in that skin. That's how he never gets... We thought he's getting coins out. He goes, oh, no, how much? Oh, yeah, I've got the 10. And he whips his shoe and his sock off and he pulls...
Oh, don't. I haven't eaten yet, so it's just going to be bile.
Now, second question. So it's the anniversary. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
I still feel a bit funny.
Really?
Do you know when I think about, like... I'm not that squeamish, but like, yeah. I can just see it. I've gone a bit faint.
Stop, because you are a fainter. Mm. So I don't want you faint on the podcast.
Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah. At least wait until we're filming the podcast so you can do it on the video.
Yeah.
It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Mm-hmm,
there is people who think the moon landing was faked.
Yes, there is.
What do you think?
I don't think it was.
Nah. There's no way it was faked. Because the Russians even said, the Russians were racing the Americans to do it. And the Russians went, yeah, you've done it.
Oh, they never lie.
They would go, well, so, yeah, but why would they lie the wrong way around?
True.
They would go, yeah, you did. Yeah, it is fake. They went, no, it's not fake. Because it wasn't fake. And if you think it's fake, you're a nutter. And if you think the Earth's flat, you've never been in a plane.
Yeah,
Never stood in a tall building.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
I mean, I don't know enough about either side to argue.
So you think the Earth might be flat?
No, I definitely don't think. Well, I know that the Earth isn't flat. Like, yeah. Definitely.
I don't understand why they think that every single other thing out there is round. You know, Mars, Venus.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, these are just dickheads who like to argue with people.
Yeah.
And they've got nothing. They just want to argue about stuff. And I don't really care.
Do you know there's people who think the Earth's on the back of a giant tortoise?
What?
They think it's on the back of a giant tortoise swimming through space. Big, massive giant tortoise and weight on
that's
its shell.
That's not, no.
I'm telling you. Google it. I'm telling you. For once, I'm not winding you up here. Big, giant tortoise.
Are these the same people who marry ghosts?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there you go. That's what you're dealing with.
Hey, tell you one thing. Marry a ghost. You save on the catering at the wedding.
Well, they won't eat anything.
They don't eat anything. Just loads of empty chairs.
Yeah.
You don't even put the chairs out.
Like Casper. Well, they might eat and it just goes through.
Oh. Pick loads of food off the floor.
It's just a mess, isn't it? Was that Ghostbusters at dinner? One of them.
All the ghost films just merging into one.
Good stuff. Babadoo, 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 bab. It is time to bid you farewell. Thank you once again for listening. We love you guys. That's it.
Thank you very much. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, please email shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And don't forget, this little fella is on tour. Tickets on sale now, going on the 2020 tour in 2020. ChrisRamseyComedy.com. There we go.
Is it just called 2020?
The tour's called 2020.
Nothing else. 20/20.
What? Rather than 2020, like the year, 20/20.
Like Mad Dog, like the drink?
Like Mad Dog 2020, like the drink. Yeah, that's the kind of little joke that I did, yeah.
It's not very
But it was mainly so that people say 2020 and not 2020.
Right.
Because I know someone will go, oh, I saw your tour 2020, and I'll go, like when people go, I love that sitcom you were in, Hepburn. You didn't love it that fucking much, because when the characters said Hepburn, you just ignored it. Hepburn. Dicks.
Is it too late to rename you? Sure.
Yes, why?
Nothing. No, nothing.
Great.
It's going to be great. Love you.
God damn it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.